You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. As part of the coalition government's cost-saving measures, there are 325 proposed job cuts at the Accident Compensation Corporation. ACC says client-facing teams will not be affected, although roles in the areas of prevention of sexual violence, road safety and workplace safety are on the chopping block. The job cuts equate to a proposed 9% reduction of ACC's total workforce. I spoke to Public Service Association Assistant Secretary Fleur Fitzsimons about the cuts to roles dealing with sexual violence prevention and the overall impacts these cuts to ACC will have on New Zealanders. Would you firstly just be able to explain for our listeners what the ACC is, the support it provides, and for what kinds of injuries?
Yeah, that's right. Look, ACC is a no-fault accident compensation scheme, and it's known all around the world as an excellent model that actually enables people to get the support they need when they have an accident, but also it does absolutely critical work in preventing accidents and injuries from happening in the first place. It is particularly worrying to see the cuts to the dedicated staff who work on injury prevention and prevention of sexual harm.
Yeah, and just to kind of add on to that there, because there's been quite a lot of response to these cuts about the government's commitment to action on sexual violence. While it is said it is committed among the job cuts at ACC are roles that deal with preventing sexual violence, and ACC is the lead agency for a number of actions under Te Aorerekura, Aotearoa's first national strategy and action plan to eliminate family violence and sexual violence. What do you think these cuts say about how committed the government is to addressing this issue?
I think they make a mockery of any government claim that they are committed to addressing sexual violence in New Zealand. These are specialist roles that were dedicated to work on the prevention of sexual violence, the prevention of sexual harm, and they were absolutely critical to enabling the work that happens in a range of community organisations in this area. In areas like teaching about healthy, consensual relationships. We know that if we're going to end sexual violence in New Zealand, you need an approach which teaches young people about healthy relationships and about consent. That is not disputed, yet the government are forcing cuts on ACC which get rid of the very person charged with leading that work. It's just absolutely incongruent for the government to claim that it is committed to the prevention of sexual violence and sexual harm while making these cuts at ACC. I don't accept it.
And just to kind of add on to that, the idea of prevention, Labour Party MP Jenny Anderson has said that most government investment is spent with dealing with the consequences of serious harm, but not enough prevention. Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing we should be doing is getting rid of dedicated injury prevention jobs, because what we know is that the cost of injuries is rising, and we also know that the evidence shows that prevention works. It actually does lead to a growing understanding of the mechanisms and steps that everybody can take to prevent harm. And it's also, the prevention of sexual violence is a particular area of concern, but they're also looking at making cuts in injury prevention when it comes to workplace safety and road safety. All of the research shows that work to ensure accidents and injuries don't happen in the first place is a much better investment than dealing with those injuries and accidents when they do happen.
And as you say, along with impacting roles that deal with workplace and road safety, how do you propose these will impact how ACC operates? Will this put a lot of pressure on those whose jobs have remained?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So we are going to see increased workloads on those people who are not targeted by these cuts. But the other aspect of these cuts in ACC that hasn't got a lot of attention is that they are looking to cut people involved in developing the systems for the collection of ACC levies. Now, those roles are critical to make sure people are paying what they're meant to be paying, and when payment isn't made, that it is followed up. that they are undermining the very infrastructure of the Accident Compensation Corporation in a way that will undermine its ability not only to deliver injury prevention, or prevention of sexual violence and sexual harm, but actually its whole way of operating in the first place. And that's particularly worrying as well.
Yeah, and just to kind of summarise, in the long term, how do you propose these cuts could impact New Zealanders dealing with accidents, injuries and harm?
New Zealanders will see the impacts of these cuts in ACC. They will see them immediately, but also we will see them over time when we come to interacting with ACC, when we come to understanding what the impact of injury prevention work was, and when we see the value that has been lost because of the loss of these dedicated experts in this area. So it's dangerous on lots of levels, and the full impact will be felt both in the short term, but more obviously in the long term.
Mm. And that's all I have for today. Did you have anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that our no-fault compensation scheme is the envy of the world. Other countries look to New Zealand and look to our ACC scheme because it is a much better approach than the type of approach we see in America, where there's huge amounts of personal injury claim and a whole industry of lawyers around it. Our scheme is the envy of the world. It's precious. We need to look after it and nurture it, not make these short-sighted cuts.
That was Public Service Association Assistant Secretary Fleur Fitzsimons speaking about the cuts to jobs at the Accident Compensation Corporation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.